Today, we are going to talk about a quality of your intuition that stumps people again and again. It seems to be one of the hardest things for people about listening to their intuition. It's a quality that causes a pause, a hiccup, a hesitation in many, but it doesn't have to. And that is, what if your intuition only gives you the next step and you can't see the whole picture? In this episode, we discuss.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome. If you know me and my work, you know that I am on a mission of sorts to guide as many people as possible to trusting their own inner knowing. We all have a wise knowing, an intuition whose job it is to guide us perfectly to the best path of our own lives. I teach on the subject, I give talks on it, I have a whole 13-month program that I founded in order to teach others the tools I use to keep my intuition sharp and to use it as a precision instrument to get the answers I need. It's for you if you want to take the guesswork out of it, if you want to just know tools that will allow you to tap into your inner knowing for anything. Your whole life long. I have found that one tool or practice doesn't work for every occasion. You need a whole host of tools, depending on what it is you are looking for. In order to ascertain the best course, sometimes you need in-depth knowledge or understanding. Sometimes you need a simple and quick decision-making tool. In fact, you should know that I have a new free download. It details the simplest, easiest, and most accessible tool that I know for making a choice that serves your highest good. You can use it anytime, any place. It's as easy as your own breath. You will find a link to this free download in the show notes. Please download it. It's free. It's easy. It's going to start you on the path of understanding how your body is guiding you all of the time. Your wise knowing is there for you. Aside from the practices I teach, one thing I've found over the years that is an essential piece of being able to trust your inner knowing is having realistic expectations of how your intuition works. It just makes it easier to trust and work with it. So today I want to talk about a quality of your intuition that I have seen throughout the many years stumps people again and again. It seems to be one of the hardest things for people about listening to their intuition. It's a quality that often causes people to pause or hesitate. It's this. Your intuition rarely gives you the whole picture. What it does give you is the next step. When hearing from your intuition, you are most likely to get the next essential piece or action, not the broad sweep of the whole canvas of your life. Sometimes you do see the bigger picture, but most of the time you don't. That doesn't mean that your intuition does not work. It is working. It is doing what it does, guiding you as you go along. This is true for all of us. I am a professional psychic, meaning it's literally my job and my gift to see things that are coming down the pike. And though these things are very clear to me when I do readings, even so, in my own life, 80 to 85% of the time, my intuition just tells me the next step for me. That's just how intuition works. It's a good thing, actually. One of my favorite stories of this came many years ago now when I was just moving to the island I've lived on since 2005. I had just landed on the island and was there to check it out. My intuition had guided me to this place, and I was looking around to see what was next. I knew almost nothing about the place. As I was driving through town that Saturday afternoon, the sign of this particular bar and restaurant stood out to me. As I looked at the white sign announcing that a band was playing that evening, I had this strong feeling that I needed to go there. Here is the rest of this story. It's excerpted from my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. So in the evening, around 8 p.m., when the sign indicated that there would be a band playing, I went. There was hardly anyone there, and the band was still setting up. So I kept walking. I walked in the front door and right through the side door of the restaurant that led to the bar. I felt awkward. I didn't know anyone. Just hanging out alone at a bar isn't something that feels comfortable to me. If there had been some music, maybe I could have stood there, but nothing was going on yet. I didn't see anything that called my attention or caught my eye. There was no notice from Spirit. So, without changing my pace at all, I headed straight out the back door of the bar. I figured at least I could reassess the situation when I got out in the fresh air, maybe come back after the band started. Within less than 10 seconds, a man with dreadlocks followed me out the door. I was just outside when he said to me, "I think you left too soon." That was a strong message, so I turned around to face him. Then he said, "Come back in and I'll buy you a beer, and I'm not trying to pick you up." We stood at the counter as he bought me a beer. Then, turning around, he said, "Here, I'm sure these two ladies would be happy for you to join them." He walked me over to their table, and placing my drink on it, he said, "Ladies, this is Aimee. She's new here, and she would like to join you." Introductions made, the man took his own beverage and went back to the game of pool he was playing. It was, of course, all quite unusual, but I was game. Having a perfect stranger who had never seen me before follow me out the back door to tell me I had left too soon was clearly a signal I couldn't ignore. So I just made myself comfortable with the ladies. Sometime into the evening, we discovered the link. I told them how I was thinking of moving here and was in town exploring the place when one of the women said, "Hey, Do you want a house sit for me? We're leaving for 3 weeks at the end of June, and we really need somebody to feed our animals while we're gone. Turns out that was the exact timing that my lease was up in Port Townsend. Of course I wanted to house sit. She was so excited to find someone to feed her 4 horses, 2 ducks, and a cat that she bought me a beer. Your intuition gives you the next step. When it led me to that bar that day, it did not say to me, "Amy, go to this bar. There is a woman there that needs a house sitter at the exact time that your lease is up. She and her husband will also be so generous as to allow you to store all of your belongings in their garage for a while you find a place to live. Also, you're going to meet your man on this island and raise a family with him. Furthermore, he's going to build you a beautiful studio where you will write, do readings, and teach others about intuition. You're going to love it." Not at all. My intuition gave me a feeling in my body that told me, "Go to this place." That is it. I got the rest by following that step and those that came after. Many, many times without knowing exactly where it was leading me. Even though it does happen to me that I see glimpses of what is to come in my future and life, I often don't know that I am on the path toward that moment while it is happening. I just follow one step and then another and another and another. And then one day, I am surprised and delighted that I find myself in that moment I had foreseen. I didn't even know that the steps I was taking were leading that way. I knew only that my intuition was guiding me clearly along the way. None of us get the luxury of seeing the whole picture every time our intuition guides us toward or away from something, even seers like myself. This is psychic and author and intuition teacher, Aimee Cartier. And today on the Own Your Intuition show, if you just joined us, we are talking about a quality that frequently stumps others. And that is the fact that your intuition most often gives you the next step, not the whole picture. In fact, when I think about this fact that we usually only get the next step, it makes sense to me. I think it would take so much fun out of life if we knew all the things ahead of time. Let's just think about that for a second. What if you knew everything that was going to happen to you and how each moment would unfold? Would the unfolding of it be as much fun? I can tell you that having the man follow me out and give me that important message that evening certainly wouldn't have felt as magical if I had known it was coming. I think knowing all of the things all the time might actually be boring. Times spent around fires with my girlfriends come to my mind when I think of this. What if I had known the things that people were going to say ahead of time? What if I had watched the whole thing unfold in my mind beforehand? Would it have been as pleasing? Sometimes it's in the spontaneity of an event and the unfurling of it that creates the most joy. Think for a second about some of your favorite times spent with girlfriends or loved ones. Remember how the conversations unfold in organic and sometimes surprising ways. I'm thinking of some from my past and how they are goofy and deep and joyful or insightful in their making. This, in essence, is probably one of the biggest parts of the fun. It's a co-creation of troubleshooting, of idea percolation, of storytelling and listening. When I think of a life where I would know everything ahead of time, I feel a clear loss of what would inevitably take the elation out of discovering life as it unfolds. So, crazy as it may sound, the not knowing, the one step at a time, may be a part of the fun. When you learn to trust your inner knowing, there does come a time where it just doesn't bother you anymore that you don't get the whole picture. That time comes when you start trusting and following your intuition. You learn by experience that what your intuition gives you is the thing you need to know right now. Maybe you don't know exactly how it's all going to unfold. But what if you didn't let this stop you or make you hesitate? What if instead you decided to follow what your intuition was guiding you toward as a means of discovering the big picture? I've been doing this for more than 20 years. I have enough experience to say for certain that even when I didn't know exactly why my intuition was telling me to do something or exactly what was going to unfold after I did it, I have enough experience to know that whatever it is, whatever my intuition is guiding me toward, it's going to be good. All my love. This is Aimé Cartier. Thanks for listening. I hope this episode will help you trust the steps as they come. Are you ready for a whole host of tools at your beck and call? Are you ready to know 100% that you've got what it takes to not only hear your intuition, but also get the soul deep satisfaction that comes from following it, that it is leading you toward? Then my Own Your Intuition course is the place to be. You can literally sign up today and start digging in with us. These are tools that will shine light on your path forward your whole life long. You can find out more and sign up at aimecartier.com/own-your-intuition. See you next week.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.